This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida's DMV offices closed in March and only opened up again in June. In the meantime, a lot of people had their driver's licenses expire. WLRN's Danny Rivero has more on how reduced access to the state's DMV offices is bringing unintended consequences.
Since the DMV offices reopened, the only way to get service in person has been by appointment. The state says that's necessary in trying to enforce social distancing. But attorney Evan Hoffman says some of his clients need to renew their licenses or do other things that can only be done in person, and they haven't been able to get appointments. He says this is increasingly becoming an issue.
So now you have people who can't drive like they're supposed to because they can't get a license. So they're driving anyway. You're picking up another new law violation.
One of Hoffman's clients was arrested for driving without a valid license in Key West, but lives in Miami-Dade County. After he was released, he tried to reinstate his license.
So he made his priority and he could not get a DMV appointment locally in the time we needed. He actually went out of county and we went to Palm Beach.
Because of people traveling to get appointments, some counties have started to limit services to people who live inside that county. Another impact is on voter registration. About half the new voter registrations in a normal year come from DMV office visits. But state records show
plummeting rates of registration.
Paige Gardner is the chair of the board for the Voter Participation Center and the Center for Voter Information. The groups have mailed out more than 1 million voter registration forms across the state.
It's really, really incumbent upon groups like ours to help people register because the state doesn't send out voter registration applications to unregistered people. So how are these people going to enter the system?
The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says most services can be done online. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.